but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Every Thursday, Trent Walker, star wide receiver, Oregon State, is kind enough to join us on this radio show, courtesy of Jamba. Life is better blended. That's what Jamba tells you. I was in Jamba the other day. I got a razzmatazz, Trent Walker. I got one of those orange creamsicle or dreamsicles. I can't remember what it's called, but brought them home for the kids. They loved them. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I appreciate you having me on. I've had the razzmatazz as well. That one's pretty good.
All right, so if they ask you for the boost, do you go with the protein? Do you go with vitamin, immunity? What do you use for a boost?
I usually put the zinc, the vitamins, okay, just to keep me healthy.
I like that. Yeah. Well, how's your body feel this time of year? I mean, you've got a lot of yards, a lot of catches. How are you physically?
Yeah, it's week seven. I think my body feels like it's week seven, but, you know, our trainers do a great job of getting us right. I'm a big believer in movement is medicine, motion is lotion. So getting up and moving around, stretching is the best thing for me.
I love that. I love that. Movement is medicine. Motion is lotion. You can put that. You need to brand that, man. Trent Walker is with us. All right. You got Wake Forest. They're traveling across the country. This is not a conference game for them. I wonder how many of them know anything about Oregon State beyond your record. Maybe their quarterback does because he played at Oregon. But give us an idea. What do you see Wake Forest on film?
Wake Forest, yeah, they're a talented group. I think they're similar to Houston in terms of physicality on the defense side of ball. But we got them at home at Reser. I think anytime we're at home at Reser, we feel better about it. We don't have to get on a plane and travel for 8 hours like we did last week. So, I mean, yeah, we're ready for it. I'm hoping that Reser turns out with the students being here and all. It was a great turnout with the student section last week, or last home game, so I'm hoping it's the same thing.
The psychological toll, we've talked about this. I don't want to get stuck on this stuff, but it is a question every week. You know, how do you stay motivated? How do you stay engaged when you're not getting a result? What do you say to that when people ask you that question? You know, where are you guys psychologically right now?
Yeah, I mean, last game definitely hurt. That was probably one of the ones that hurt the most, because we felt like we were a better team and we didn't execute at the beginning. We started off flat. And then the 8 hour travel coming back home never helps. But, I think a lot of guys in our locker room have just fallen in love with the process. When you're not, obviously the outcome and the record isn't what we expected nor want. But when you fall in love with the process and you love the game, you don't really need outside people to give you motivation. It kind of comes within.
It would be nice to get a win, though, because that, I know, you know, as an athlete, that has to be sort of the reward at the end of it. And, you know, process is important, but how important is it for you guys psychologically to get something to show for your efforts sooner rather than later?
Yeah, no, trust me when I say we want to win more than you guys and more than the fans want us to win. Winning it, I don't want to say it's everything, but it feels like it's everything. We just got to get going, get some momentum on our side, and then just go on a run.
Wake Forest coming to Reser Stadium, 12:30 on Saturday. We're talking to Trent Walker, Oregon State wide receiver. You know, I saw a stat. If you go back, like in the last year, you've got more yards, more catches, you know, more activity as a wide receiver than anybody in the country. How does that feel to you, being a guy who was a walk-on, who wasn't highly recruited? When you look at that and you hear that, you know, one of the greats at Oregon State, but nationally as well, statistically, you're at the top of that.
Yeah, I had no idea until our media team made that little graphic for me. I don't really look at the stats. I think I'm just trying to do my part. And the biggest thing for me was, like, I was in the room with some real talented guys, and Anthony Gould, Silas Bolden, Trayvon Bradford, those kind of guys. So every day I went about my business on the practice field, I was trying to be better than them, better than how I saw them when they were here. And I think that's just like the self-motivation that I was talking about. Every day I'm just trying to be the best version of myself and help the team out any way I can. And the results have been nice statistically, but again, I would rather win than be sitting at the top in statistics.
When you're asked the question, who you play for, who you're playing for right now?
I'm playing for my family and then a little bit of myself. My parents went out to App State and they made a little vacation out of it. They've been doing that for the away games, and I think that's just cool for me to give them the opportunity and a reason to go travel around the country. I say for myself because everyone knows this was my dream to play at Oregon State. I always wanted to like be somebody that Oregon State remembers. So yeah, just a little bit of both.
The story of you being a kid going to games at Reser Stadium, now starring for your team. You know, I asked your coach Trent Bray. I said, you know, who's an unsung hero in this team? And you know, he said, a guy who's doing a great job this season. And he said, obviously Trent Walker. But then he started talking about some of the guys on the offensive line. When I say unsung hero, who popped into your mind on your team?
I think it goes straight to the O-line and some guys in the receiver room that haven't been getting as much love as I think they deserve. And Taz Reddick and Eddie Freehoff. I mean, Eddie's a freshman and he's doing great things so early. It's pretty cool to see. And then Taz, anytime he gets his number called, he's going out there and producing. I think a lot of guys in the receiver room are ready to be in the spotlight. I think we have a real talented and deep room.
What's it going to take? You know, and I know that might seem like a silly question, but you know, you guys probably focus on a lot of little things every day in practice and hope that they equate to big things on game day. But is there a way to simplify football where you say, okay, this is what we need to do to be successful? And what is that thing?
The message that Bray has given us, and I couldn't agree more, is 11 guys on each side of the ball doing their job and their job to the best of their ability. When dudes try to do too much or aren't communicating, and that's when things go south. So I think in the simplest form, you win football games by being the best version of yourself and trusting that the guy next to you is doing the right thing and being the best version of himself.
Yeah, you talk about the try to do too much thing. I think you see that, right? When maybe things weren't going well on the special teams front early in the season, you could see the coaching staff going, okay, we're not kicking a field goal on fourth down, and you suddenly have, you know, you're doing things that are a little unorthodox. How do you keep from, you know, being a guy who's been highly productive, how do you keep from trying to do too much and staying within yourself and playing your game?
That just goes back to, like, what I was saying about the receiver room. I have full confidence in the guys that line up with me. I think at any point, those dudes can go out and make huge plays for us. Just knowing and trusting that allows me to just do my job on a given play. And I don't always have to be where the ball is because I know these guys are more than capable of doing it.
I have to think the defense, though, pre-snap is yelling, watch seven here, watch seven. Where, you know, they've scouted, they've watched you. How are you still getting the ball despite the fact that everybody knows you're getting the ball?
I think that's all in Gundy and my receiver coach. They do a good job of moving me around whenever they can. When they put me in the slot, it's a little bit harder to like put their number one guy on me, because usually their best cover guy is a DB who's covering someone on the outside. So I think Coach Gundy and Coach Pat, they do a good job of finding ways to get me the rock.
school has obviously started. Students are back. What's your favorite class that you're enrolled in right now?
My favorite class right now is probably the history of music and film, because I'm taking it with a couple of my buddies, and it's not the most difficult in the world.
So give us an idea of what that's like. Tell us one thing you've learned, or maybe something you guys have focused on in one of those early classes.
The big emphasis on week one is how music in a film like dictates how an audience feels about what is being shown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something I never really thought of, like when you watch a movie or whatever, like you're not thinking of the background pianoist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, if we put a little piano, soft piano music to this interview, it's a different interview, right? We put a little Raiders 100%. Of the Lost Ark, and suddenly the action picks up and there's a little more intense and a little more suspense. I hope the background music on Saturday is lively for you guys. I would love to see you get a W, and we could talk about it next week. Trent Walker, good luck to you, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate you always having me on, man.
You bet. All right, thanks, Trent. We'll catch you next week.
Take care.
All right, there he goes. Trent Walker, wide receiver, Oregon State. They're due. Should have won the Fresno State game. Should have won the Houston game. Should have won the Appalachian State game. They should be 3-3. 2-4, worst case scenario. They are 0-6. It is a difficult thing to deal with working and working and working and getting no reward, or working and working, working and getting punched in the gut. Whatever metaphor you want to use for Oregon State, they haven't had the success. And I think it's been difficult and trying for the players on this team, the coaches on this team, but I'll tell you what, I feel for the players. They have played well. I think coaching's been a problem. I'm eager to see the special teams units play on Saturday. Are they the best special teams team in America on Saturday? They should be. Everything should be locked down. Everything should be crisp. Everything, you know, if there are problems, it shouldn't be there. I am left looking at Wake, traveling across the country, coming all that way to Corvallis for a non-conference game against an 0-6 team. Jake Dickert's team's a little bit in transition. Yes, they're not bad. I think Oregon State's got a shot in this game. They are a 3-point dog at home to Wake Forest. I think they'll be in it. See if they can figure out a way to close out a game. I want you to leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth. We're going to go to Jim Moore, the go-to guy coming up. Mariners in a winner-take-all game 5 against the Tigers tomorrow. How are people in Seattle feeling about it? Well, we check with one. Leave it here.